In our fishing tournament update, Chad Stallcup won the latest member-only tournament in the Lake Norfolk Bass Club at Lake Norfolk after catching five fish weighing over 13 and a quarter pounds, and he also got the big bass of the day at almost 4 pounds. The club's last tournament of the year is scheduled for Sunday, December 15th on Bull Shoals Lake. For updates, look for the club on Facebook at Norfolk Lake Bass Club. Richie Huebner and Brandon Lowry won the season opener in the No Excuses Just Fish Winter Series at Anchor Point Resort on Bull Shoals Lake and Peel after catching five fish weighing nearly 15 and 3 quarters pounds, and they also got the big bass at over 5 pounds. The next installment is scheduled for Saturday, December 7th. Entry fee for each event is $120 per team, and anglers are allowed to compete solo. For more information, call 870-436-5401. Our fishing tournament update is brought to you by Binks Legendary Guide Service and Binks Spoons, Harp Sporting Goods, Beeman Realty, and Vexus Boats and Flippin'.
Welcome back to the Berg Builders Halftime Show. Berg Builders specializes in creating personalized design spaces that fit your family's need. Every detail is crafted with care. Go by and see Berg Builders. They've been awesome sponsors of a halftime show all season long. Barkley, let's take a look at the stats for the first half.
I got a little bit for you, Tobias. We've had 18 pass yards on 2 completions, 7 total attempts, 21 rush attempts for 36 yards. If you're a math whiz at home, that'll give you a grand total of 54 yards. We've had maybe a few first downs. Haven't been overly penalized. I'm looking at maybe 3-4. Greenwood's had just as many. And then Greenwood, I've been keeping some rough numbers on them. And it's just been a show. 11 first downs, 398 total yards, and 6 TDs. And we're joined in the booth right now with Sam Simard. Sam, I mean, when it comes to an offense like that, we're seeing Mountain Home try. It's just they're so dominating.
They really are. These players are so much faster than most of any team in this state. It is pretty incredible how the quarterback, he can really – it's fun to watch.
I think it's Link.
Man, he really can. He's so fast.
He slings it sideline to sideline, and then those guys, they're either making a tackle or breaking a tackle. And like I said earlier in the broadcast, the receivers just block so well on those short passes. And then on those deep balls, one, it's pinpoint accuracy. I can see why he's being recruited by Minnesota, Missouri, Michigan, Arkansas, you name it. You find me a college that wouldn't like to have him as their quarterback. And then when he does throw those deep balls, the receivers find a way to get it. Like, they find a way to break off that coverage at the last second, reel that thing in.
And then if they're not getting the short passes, he's not afraid to just go outside one-on-one and just throw it up and let his guys go get it. And mm-hmm. They've definitely had some success with that tonight. Also, in the chat, we've seen, some chatter about, you know, Greenwood may be the best team in the state, including 7A. And, you know, I know there are Conway's out there and those programs. But I don't know, guys. I think it'd be a ball game. What do you think, Sam?
It really would. I would really like to see them teamed up with somebody bigger in the state like 7A, Conway, Bentonville, Fayetteville, any of those schools really show up. It'd be a big game.
Yeah, top to bottom, they're stacked full of athletes. They are. And you know what? It's not a cause to get lost. It's not a cause to, you know, let's fold up our tents. Football's over. We're never coming back. Mountain Home's coming back.
This is just a start, guys.
This is just a start. This is the first time you've got up this mountain in a long time, but we're not getting knocked all the way off the mountain. We're going to hang out on this mountain. And as we continue to build the youth program and the junior high and the JV and cultivate these players that we already have in our system, you're going to start to see us in games like this where it's not a difference anymore, and it's not what we're seeing tonight. And I think that the best for Mountain Home lies ahead, and it's not in the past.
You're right. I mean, we took a, you know, Greenwood has a phenomenal youth program. And, you know, as we were looking, you know, at what to do with the youth program, I mean, it's almost a model. And it starts there. And you just, like you said, you cultivate those players all the way through. You two are huge in the youth football program. Talk to us a little bit about that. What we got coming up from our youth, from our 6th, 5th, 4th. I mean, you guys won some games.
Yeah, we got a big 6th grade coming up. We had how many players did you end up with?
We ended up with right around 53 players, a few from out of the Mountain Home area. Hope they get enrolled. Hope they come to school there. The 5th grade, they was the largest class we had this year. I believe you got one in that grade, Tobias.
Yep. They did a good job this year.
And that's what I want the people at home to know. These youth players, guess what? It's not mine and Sam's drawings and while we're sitting in my office for the playbook. This playbook's coming straight from the junior high coaches, straight from the seventh grade coaches. It's the stuff they want them learning at an early age. And what we're trying to instill is just a love for the game and some basic fundamentals that get them involved and create a passion and desire that we're seeing from these fans right in front of us.
Well, it's catching on. I've gotten calls from teachers at school. They're taking the football away because the kids are playing too hard in recess. And, you know, that's what you want. You want this town to be on fire for football, and I think right now that's exactly what you got. You cannot be disappointed. I'm excited to see how we come out second half and respond.
Absolutely. And you can definitely see it on how these kids play, even at the lower level in Pee Wee. They want it a lot worse than they ever have. These kids want to play football. They want to be part of this program. They want to be a Bomber so bad they can't stand it.
And that's a source of pride. And as having Sam here, Sam's always behind the scenes. He's always driving. He's always doing something. Sam is the guy that shows up early. He's the guy setting out pylons for youth games. He's the guy that's getting everything set up. We've been there the past week taking in equipment in a beautiful workshop that with a propane heater and me and him just sitting there chit-chatting. So, man, what Sam has done for the youth program, if you get a chance to see him around town, he is a critical, vital part of that, and we're very appreciative of him.
100%, Sam. We appreciate everything you and Barkley both do in our youth program, guys. And that's going to wrap up our Berg Builders halftime show. Again, we appreciate Berg Builders. No more running between contractors and designers. Berg Builders has the design and everything you need under one roof. You'll receive personalized attention from beginning to end. Call Berg Builders today. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Bomber Sports right here on Classic Hits 101.7, streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes. Rinse it
out. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out. Oh. Downy the rinse change. Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
And we are back here. Why is there a hole in my seat, boys? Is this where Sam was sitting?
That's where Sam
was. He was so nervous. Not a hole in the bottom of my seat here.
He's like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Like, he kept it warm for you.
He did keep it warm. It's cold in here, boys. I walked to the concession stand. It was 1:30 on left on this halftime clock as Mountain Home came out. Guys, it was pretty cool. I was down there and Mountain Home was coming out of the locker room. And, man, our fans on their feet, giving, you know, cheering for these boys and giving them appreciation. I know you guys have probably talked about that a little bit, but just a great season that we've had as we get ready here, and both teams kind of going to their sideline to start the second half, and this is a step in the right direction, right? If we'd have lost the Sheridan game, I would have felt like the season would not have been a success. Regardless of the record, me personally, 8-3, you know, just kind of there. Once we won that first round game, it's like, okay, we've made it to the second round. Well, we've done that 5 years in a row. What took this to the next level was winning that second round game.
Yeah.
Right? And then, unfortunately, we ran into probably the potential champion, eventual champion, I would say, in Greenwood.
Juggernaut.
Just grab a step up. You know, you can't climb the ladder by skipping steps. And,
that's right.
And that's been evident in the program. And you're just taking that natural step every year. I got to give a huge shout out tonight. So the Lockwoods, I saw them when we went to the restroom. Lockwoods have zero kids on the senior high team. Their oldest is in sixth grade. Drove from Mountain Home, came over here, just wanted to be part of this culture, wanted to be part of this game, wanted their kids involved with it. And I'm so very proud that this culture is that now, that it's that important.
Yep. These guys were part of the building block as Mountain Home was going to be set to kick. Greenwood did defer this kickoff to this half as Mountain Home will kick off. It will be a running clock here. So we got 24 minutes of football left for Mountain Home in this season unless something miraculous happens. I don't see that happening, but in case it does, it'll be a fun one to call. The Mountain Home is set to kick off here as Isaac Ballard is going to be on the kick. Isaac Chenoweth, something to watch out for, is 5 yards away.
Six
yards away from the record, five from tying it, six away from breaking, I believe is what it is, as Ballard is going to kick this ball deep. It is going to go out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Greenwood will start this possession at the 35-yard line.
Third quarter tonight brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Dr. Tom Knox, Wynn Moore, and Ed Roeder specialize in general sports medicine. Call them today, 870-424-4710. Schedule an appointment today.
Greenwood's offense is set back here at the 25, but it's going to be pushed back. It should be at the 35, I believe, with the kick out of bounds. Greenwood does have their second string offense in at this point in time, 42-0. As a handoff is going to go an end around to Raggio. Raggio is going to take it around the right side. It's going to get the ball out past the 45 to the 50-yard line. Be first down yardage for Greenwood on this opening play.
The initial hole he tried to run through collapsed quickly, and he just bounced it outside.
Quarterback in for Greenwood is number 12, Cooper Goodwin. I think Coach Leonard nailed it. Just try not to get guys hurt right here if you're Greenwood. You got a state championship game to play for next weekend. Try not to get guys hurt. Mountain Home trying to get their seniors in and get a lot of playing time. Let them enjoy this state semifinals game. Goodwin's going to take a snap. He's going to hand the ball off inside to Raggio. Raggio is going to get brought down as he gets into Mountain Home territory. They're going to say he made it to the 47-yard line. Be a pickup of three, bringing up third down and second down and seven.
Keep hitting us up on the text line, 870-321-6839. Tell us what your favorite Thanksgiving tradition is. Or tell us what your favorite bomber
memory. Let's do the memory for the season. How about that? Let's finish the second half of the bomber memory for the season. Good one. Going to take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off this time to his running back, number 17, Mario Dunbar. Dunbar around the right side before he's finally brought down. Gets inside the 35-yard line to the 34-yard line. First down yardage for Greenwood. I think you're going to see Coach Airy maybe try to get guys in and let them say they played in a state semifinal game, get some playing time, and I think you'll see him go deep in the bench, probably in that fourth quarter for sure, as Greenwood is set to content to run this clock down all the way, play clock down. Goodwin's going to have Dunbar off to his left, 9:40 left in this third quarter, brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Handoff is going to go to Dunbar. Dunbar's going to sneak around the right side as he stays on his feet. The pile still getting pushed from Greenwood. He goes all the way down inside the 25-yard line. You know, this is the thing about the Greenwood team. They're fighting for a position. These old linemen are trying to earn a position on the starters. They're fighting for position every time they play the game, every play.
Bomber player came up with the ball there. They already rolled it down.
Yeah, they're letting this whistle go. They're letting them hold them up a little bit. I think we were beneficial of that in the first. I think Chenoweth lost the ball one time, but you got to blow
like
the whistle.
Rugby scrum.
It's like a rugby scrum, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're right. It is.
That's what it looked like. Then the ball squirts out. You know, like.
Raggio in beside Goodwin at quarterback. Goodwin takes the snap, hands it off to Raggio. He's going to go around the right side. He's going to be tackled there. After a minimum gain, they needed one. I don't think they got it. It's going to be up third down and one at the 25-yard line. It looks like a big Eli Jones on the tackle there.
I had Blake Vacco on
that. Was that Vacco?
Yeah.
My eyes are bad.
Smothered, covered, and junked.
Old Waffle House. I talked to his dad a little bit before the game. Pretty awesome.
That was cool.
31 at the 25-yard line of Mount Home. This opening possession for Greenwood here in the second half. 8:10 left in this third quarter. It will be a running clock. Watch the quarterback keeper here. His good one's going to take it, and he is going to keep right up the middle, and he's going to hit the hole hard. And they keep it as he keeps his feet going. He's finally going to be brought down. Not before he gets first down yardage down to the 16-yard line.
Third quarter brought to you by Baxter Hill Bone and Joint Clinic, specializing in general orthopedic care for adults and children. Call today, 870-424-4710.
I said, will the Shiloh Greenwood game in the finals, if they win, be on YouTube? Actually, it will not be on YouTube. It will not be on YouTube. May, well, I say that. I think it's like a $10,000 royalty fee in order to... It'll be on PBS, has the rights to it. I think you got to pay to stream it, so it will be on PBS.
PBS, you watch the it. Sports powerhouse. Wow, that'd be a good one.
As Goodwin's going to take the handoff and give it to Dunbar. Dunbar's going to go around the right side. He's going to get it almost down to the 10-yard line.
I said that jokingly, guys. Have you ever watched the state?
They're good.
It's good. It's really good.
I love watching the basketball, to be honest with you. They do a great job on the basketball broadcasts.
But when you think sports, you just don't think PBS.
No, not traditionally. More Sesame Street.
I did a – yeah, you're right. Yeah. I did a phone-a-thon for PBS back when I was in college. There's 6:42 left. I got to go up there and do, like, you know, where people called in, you answered the phone. Like
you announced it, or no, you were on the phone?
No, I was on the phone. Oh, okay. Like, you know, the people in the background when they're calling on there, that was me. I had people calling me like, what's up? Give me the thumbs up. I'm like, yeah.
Do you have, like, Bert and Ernie there?
Goodwin takes the snap. No one for the – Goodwin takes snap. He hands it off to Dunbar. Dunbar gets inside the 10-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 9. That's going to bring up 3rd down and 3 for Greenwood.
I just don't think you can have a strong telethon without some Sesame Street characters.
No, it's like one of those ones. I forgot what it was. Like, you know where the people, like, sing on there and, like, they're selling CDs and, you know, I don't know what I'm talking – you know what I'm talking about?
No.
No?
I thought maybe they were raising money for cancer or the fire department.
Yeah, I think they were, but it was like, I don't know.
Like Jennifer Hudson was there?
No, Jennifer Hudson okay. was there.
She was at the Thanksgiving parade.
She was.
Yeah, her and T-Pain.
Good one. Hands off to Dunbar, and he's going to be brought down. Big Grinninger in there, short of 1st down yardage. It's going to bring up 4th down and short for Greenwood, and they're going to send their field goal unit on, it looks like.
These Bomber faithful, they're here.
They're here. They're all in it,
and I love it.
So it's a pleasure listening to you guys this year. You make the game fun and listen to it. Thanks for Miss Linda. Thanks, Miss Linda. We appreciate you tuning in.
Miss Linda.
Try to make it fun as Meeker is in for this field goal. 5 minutes left in this third quarter, brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Meeker's kick is up, and it is going to be no good. He pushed it right like a 25-yard field goal. It is no good. Mountain Home will take over 1st and 10 at the 20-yard line.
Let's see what the Bomber offense can do now. You really want to see how they come out and respond in the second half. You know, I expect some fireworks.
You know, come out and continue doing what you're doing. I think you're going to see Chenoweth try to get that 6 yards. I think you try to see it right here as the clock does stop on the change of possession. 4:47 left in this third quarter. Now the clock's going to wind as the Mountain Home approaches the line. Brantley takes a snap. He hands it off to Chenoweth. Chenoweth's going to go around the right side. He's going to dive forward. They're going to give him maybe 4 yards as he gets it to the 24-yard line. There's 4 of those yards he needs to be the school's all-time leading rusher.
1 more to tie, 2 more to break it.
1 more to tie, 2 more to break it.
What just a phenomenal running back this season, guys. I don't know how far we'd have to go back to find a 2,000-yard rusher, but that's impressive.
Handoff is going to be the 2 with the middle. He's going to stay patient behind that right side, and there it is. He's going to get enough yardage as he brings the ball out to the 29-yard line. That is going to be able to give him enough to be the all-time season rushing leader for Mountain Home, as the Mountain Home offensive linemen are congratulating him. It's going to bring up third down and one.
That's huge, guys. That's a big deal. That's a big deal right there.
Handoff's going to be to Chenoweth here. He's going to get first down yardage as he takes the ball outside the 35 to the 34-yard line. Mountain Home understands. Fans know they're on their feet clapping for Chenoweth here. It is first down yardage out to the 34-yard line. Guys, I got to see his nephews this week and talk with them, and he's a great uncle. They wrestle with him all the time, and he just sounds like a really, really cool kid to be around.
You could go from one end of the state to the other and not find five running backs that's ran for over 1,800 yards in a season.
Is there a better running back in our conference? I don't think so. I think it's him. As Chenoweth takes the handoff, it's out past the 35 to the 36-yard line. He's brought down there.
And with that it should be noted, he didn't get these yards by himself. The offensive line deserves as much accolades as he's getting. They have put in a lot of work, and each one of them.
That's what you get. That is it. They have done an excellent job as a senior-laden offensive line. Yarbrough, the junior that's there, these guys have put in a ton of work, ton of effort, and not guys that get all the accolades. It was fun taking those guys out to supper and to lunch, or that supper that time. Mm-hmm. It's going to be second down and eight, as Chenoweth's going to go around the right side. You got Savea out here with a huge block. Chenoweth's going to bring the ball out to the 50-yard line. And the ball is going to be pushed out of bounds at the 50-yard line, as Chenoweth is going to pick up first down yardage for Mountain Home. Clock continues to run as it is a 35-point leader more in the second half.
Quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic, providing athletes with high-quality, compassionate care they deserve. Call Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic today, 870-424-4710.
42 to nothing as the handoff is going to go around the left side of Chenoweth. Chenoweth's got room as he gets inside the 45. Gets wrestled down at the 44-yard line of Greenwood. 136 left to go here in this quarter.
And that puts him at 73 yards on this game. If he gets 100, if he gets to 100, that'll make 9 games that he's had at least 100 yards rushing.
Wow.
I think if you ask him, he's going to want the ball. Continue to give it to me here.
You guys were talking about favorite moments. You just nailed my favorite moment earlier. When we got to take the offensive line to dinner, that was a blast. I've got a special place in my heart for the big dudes up front. The most selfless position in all of sports, offensive linemen, man, that was a blast.
Brantley takes a snap. He hands off to Chenoweth. He's going to bounce it around the right side. He's going to push forward out to the 41-yard line. And guys, this is what I'm telling you. This is something that you look like as Mountain Home now is going to sub out the senior offensive line. Hopefully, Mountain Home fans give them a clapping standing ovation, as we're going to help these fans out as our seniors now are coming off the field. Holler at them. Tell them to get up and give them some veggies. 19 seconds left on this play clock. 30 on the total clock here in this quarter is the Mountain Home senior offensive lineman come off the field. JV linemen come in. What a great job those boys have done. Unfortunately, their season is going to end here as Greenwood is going to call timeout. Greenwood's going to call timeout here. 17 seconds left in this play clock. Third and one. Mountain Home trailing 42 to nothing. And you know, what a job. Once again, guys, let's talk about these senior offensive linemen that just came out. Let's go ahead and let's just name them off. I hate just saying senior offensive linemen. Yeah. Caleb Perdue, Nate Henderson, Lucas Boxdollar, Eston Ford. I'll go ahead and throw Eli Jones on there as he's able to come in and block some. Kingston Meacham Savea as he comes in. Guys, just an excellent job by the Big Nasties up front.
Guys, I think the Pilates studio just nailed it. They just came in on the live chat and said, thank you for entertaining the community and keeping it fun. I love seeing everyone supporting and celebrating all the wins. We may not win this game, but we do have something to celebrate.
We got a whole lot to celebrate. I agree. But those guys have done an excellent job for this program. They've set the foundation and footwork. And, man, I just want to have a name, you know, with those. So.
Absolutely.
Good call.
Nope. As Gage Wilson's going to come in from Mountain Home at quarterback. He's going to give a hard count. We're going to draw Greenwood offsides as Mountain Home's going to pick up a free first down. on the false start penalty. It's going to move the ball down to the 36-yard line. But also I can tell you guys, this just shows you the difference in the second string and first string and how good that first string defense is, as the handoff is going to go, I believe that's Connor Schultz for Mountain Home.
He can do more than just return.
He can. He's a good running back. Something to look forward to next year for the Bombers there. He's going to get the ball inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. 2-yard game, and that's going to be the end of this third quarter. End of the third quarter. This third quarter brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. We got one more quarter, 12 minutes of football left. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.